You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Who is grafted in? That is the question. Now, I was going through and explaining how there was a civil war between Israel and Judah. That's right, just like the North and the South here in the United States. Israel, House of Judah had a civil war against each other. I want to show you a story of what happened during this battle. 2 Chronicles 13:13. But Jeroboam caused an ambush to go around behind them, so they were in front of Judah, and the ambush was behind them. Now Jeroboam was the king of the house of Israel. Verse 14, and when Judah looked around, to their surprise, the battle line was both in front and rear, and they cried out to the Lord, and the priests sounded the trumpets. Then the men of Judah gave a shout, and the men of Judah, as the men of Judah shouted, it happened that God struck Jeroboam and all Israel before Abijah and Judah. And the children of Israel fled before Judah, and God delivered them into their hand. Then Abijah and his people struck them with a great slaughter, so 500,000 choice men of Israel fell slain. 500,000 of them. Thus the children of Israel were subdued at that time, and the children of Judah prevailed because they relied on the Lord God of their fathers. So see, Judah was at least partially following God, but Israel had been completely apostate, and they were worshiping foreign deities, keeping pagan holidays like December 25th, the winter solstice festival, worshiping the sun god. That's right, that's the real meaning of the season. Not Jesus, not God. You know, in the end, God will gather the house of Israel, the 10 northern tribes, from the pagan lands that they're exiled into. That's right, he divorced them, he drove them out, he had them captured and hauled off. They don't even know who they are. But Jeremiah 16:14 says, therefore, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that it shall no more be said, the Lord lives who brought up the children of Israel from the house of Egypt. But the Lord lives who brought up the children of Israel from the land of the north and from all the lands where he had driven them. For I will bring them back into their land, which I gave to their fathers. Behold, I will send for many fishermen, says the Lord, and they shall fish them. And afterward I will send for many hunters, and they shall hunt them from every mountain and every hill and out of the holes of the rocks. For my eyes are on their ways, and they are not hidden from my face, nor is their iniquity hidden from my eyes. So God is constantly watching them. Verse 18, and first I will repay double for the iniquity of their sin, because they have defiled my land, they have filled my inheritance with the carcasses of their detestable and abominable idols. O Lord, my strength and my fortress, my refuge in the day of affliction, the Gentiles shall come to you from the ends of the earth and say, surely our fathers have inherited lies, worthless and unprofitable things. See, they don't even know who they are. They think they're Gentiles, and they're not. They're from the house of Israel, descendants from the house of Israel. They're worshiping false deities on pagan gods.
Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.